Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Before we get into the devotion and prayer time, I want to take this opportunity, if you're in the South Bend, Indiana area, invite you to join me this Sunday. Sunday morning at our 10:30 a.m. worship gathering, but also Sunday evening at 5:30, we're having a BFF night. And we've been doing these since last summer. Originally, it was Burger Fellowship and Faith. Started with outdoor gatherings, grilled burgers, and we've kind of modified that as winter has gone along. We're still calling it BFF because we want you to invite your BFF. But it'll be a spaghetti dinner this Sunday, 5:30 p.m. It's all provided. Just come and enjoy some fellowship time get to know one another as the body of Christ. Been talking and praying this week about continuing about being made new in Christ, and specifically this week we focused on the new covenant that God has given us, that has not only it's been made new, but it makes us new. And today we're going to talk about a covenant of boldness and a little bit about what that is, a little bit about what it isn't. 2 Corinthians 3:12, and we've been working our way through chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians throughout the week, says, "Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold." He's talking in context about the hope of the new covenant compared to the covenant that preceded it. The covenant of law, the covenant which brought death, because no one ended up keeping that law until Jesus came. And it brought about the death of Jesus, not that it was mandated through that covenant, but in order to complete that covenant and usher in a new covenant, that penalty needed to be paid. And Jesus was the one that could do it as the one who lived without sin. And because of the hope that we have now, the hope of a covenant in which we have been set free in order to live in obedience to Christ, God says that we ought to be very bold. Now, before you get too carried away, being bold and being arrogant is not the same thing. And unfortunately, in our American culture, that seems to be the direction we lean when we think of being bold. We think of someone that speaks their mind no matter what. And we're not so sure we like that. Well, unless it's us and we want our way. And so when we look at this concept, when we look at this characteristic of being very bold, I think it really has more to do with the confidence that we have in Christ. Sometimes I think we tend to throw those temper tantrums, those displays of boldness, out of selfishness. We tend to have those when we're trying to get our way, when things aren't going like we think they should have. And that's not really being bold. Well, it's being a combination of childish and arrogant. The boldness that God says that we ought to live with is a confidence that can calmly present Christ without wavering. It's a confidence that admits when we're wrong, that admits when we sin, that seeks repentance and restoration. It's that mix that Paul can write and says that he comes to those that he's writing to. He says, I show up in fear and trembling. But his message is filled with confidence. And so it's this mix of certainty and protectiveness. The boldness in what God has to say through His Word. Always mixed with a reverence for God, with a respect for our frailty. So when we show up and we proclaim that we're right, that someone or everyone has to do what we say, that tends to be a false boldness. When we show up holding out the Word of God, calling people to an obedience, not to what we say, but to what God's Word says. That's the boldness of this new covenant. It's a boldness that's willing to say, all have sinned, including me. And because of that, all of us, including me, are in need of forgiveness. We're in need of repentance. We're in need of mercy and grace. And the object in this covenant of boldness is to point people to Jesus, is to direct them into God's Word, to allow what He says to be the guiding factor in everything. And I think because of our human nature, the flesh that we live in, there's many times that people start that way. But it becomes so easy to want or to allow that attention to creep in and focus on us rather than on God. And our flesh tends to like that. And this is a boldness of covenant that says God needs to be seen. His Word needs to be heard through me. It needs to be visible in my actions. When I teach and preach, it's always trying to open up God's Word to help myself and those who listen to gaze deeply within God's Word and to learn and to be transformed. But to do so not only under my direction, but by the power of God's Spirit to examine and compare and recognize whether what I say is true and accurate according to God. And that fake boldness that we like to take on at times is a boldness that, well, rejects correction. And this boldness of the covenant that God has called us into is one that is based on who's in charge. And it's not me, it's not us, it's God. And therefore we speak and we act with confidence, knowing that God's in charge, proclaiming that God's in charge, showing fruits of repentance, showing a life that is moldable to God's will. You see, we read verses like this, and it's so easy in our mind to say, that gives me permission to treat people poorly, to be bold, to stand on the street corner and condemn the actions of others. And I don't think that's what it's talking about. I think this is a boldness that loves people, just as God has loved us. If our job as Christians is to be transformed into the image of Christ, if you read and study the Gospels, the life of Christ, and start comparing the numbers of how often he used that boldness that he had to bring judgment and condemnation upon people, and how often he used it to love and show mercy, it'll be very, 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 very heavily weighted towards the love and mercy. That's a different kind of boldness. That's a boldness that stands out in this world. Yes, Jesus did not condone sin. In the midst of expressing love and mercy, he would continually challenge people to leave their life of sin, to go and sin no more, to be careful what they did or something worse would happen to them. Jesus doesn't ignore the sin in the lives of people he encountered in the first century any more than he ignores the sin in my life and in your life. But he does it with a boldness that says, I love you. We're going to change who you are. We're going to give you opportunity. We're going to bring hope. And it's that hope that produces the boldness, because it produces a confidence. A confidence that believes and says, along with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's not the things of this world that are the most difficult. It's the things of transformation. And the question is this covenant of boldness make in us, create in us, develop in us a boldness that is bold enough to say, I'm sorry, to say I was wrong, to say I have sinned, to say I need God's mercy, I need God's grace, I need God's forgiveness. That's pretty bold. And when God calls us into this covenant, it's because of the hope that we have in Christ. Why are we afraid to admit our weaknesses, to admit when we're wrong? Well, often it's because we're afraid of the consequences. And that's why this hope that we have in Christ gives us a boldness to come to God fully open. Because we already know his answer. We find it in his word. He says if we confess our sins, in other words, it's if we agree with him about our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can approach this covenant with boldness because we trust the one who made the covenant. And we're filled with the hope, the confident expectation that we can be made right with God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us what we need to enter this covenant with you. A covenant written, brought about by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. An act which brought the preceding covenant to a close and ushered in a time of hope where we can have this boldness to come to you, knowing we will not be rejected, we will not be turned away, but we will experience and be embraced in your love, a love that transforms us, a love that calls us to repentance, a love that forgives. So, Father, today I pray that you would help us to evaluate how we view the boldness that we ought to live with. Forgive us for our arrogance and childish behavior that we try to pass off as being bold. Forgive us for those times where we use boldness as an excuse for mistreating people. And Father, help us to not only gaze deeply into your word, but to dive completely into it so that we're submerged in your very word and in what you want and how you want us to live and how we respond to you and how we respond to others. May the hope that we have in Christ give us a boldness to be honest with you. May that be our goal today. Not so much to be bold around others until we're bold before you with who we really are. And may that confident expectation of how you will treat us give us that boldness. And may that same confident expectation of how you treat others give us a boldness in proclaiming the good news of Jesus. May we learn from Jesus on how to be bold in expressing love and mercy and forgiveness, all while allowing your message of repentance and transformation to be seen and heard. Father, may this covenant that we live in be a covenant that binds us to you, but also a covenant that binds us to one another, that directs and forms how we interact with you, how we interact with one another. God, today as we pray, not only for ourselves, for those in our circle of influence, for those that are part of the body of Christ that we interact with, God, today I want to take time and pray specifically for those who are suffering in the nations of Turkey and Syria, for the multitudes of those that have already responded and continue to search through so much rubble and debris and devastation that is hard to even imagine. And yet we see it unfolding before us in video and photos that come out of that region. Father, for those that have experienced loss, I pray that they would see people who represent you in such a way that they find comfort. Father, for those that are your children living in that area, may they have a greater boldness because of the hope that you give them, even in the midst, and especially in the midst of disaster. Father, I think of my friends at IDES, the International Disaster Emergency Service, and the work they do in reaching out to partners that are already doing ministry and work there in that region, as they partner with them even further to provide help and hope in the name of Jesus. Father, for every one of us, when we see disasters like this on the news, whether it's around the world or in our backyard, may our relationship with you, may the hope that we have in Jesus, give us a boldness to come to you and ask, not simply that you would minister to their needs, but that you would show us how we can help. And whether that's sending money to those that are doing the good work of relief, whether that's praying, whether that's getting involved, may the hope that we have give us boldness to not only examine how you would have us to participate, may it lead us to say yes. So Father, today I do lift up those, not just in Turkey and Syria, there are disasters and suffering all around this world. That simply has been the latest one that has drawn international attention because of the scope of devastation there. May you move through your people to provide. God, today, as we live life, as we respond to individuals in our workplace, as we respond to individuals on the other side of the world, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.